Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragallo. And have you ever wanted to watch a movie that felt like repeatedly being hit in the face with a wet Nerf football? Well, you're in luck.
Wow.
That's what this
movie
is.
That's exactly what this movie is.
It is. A wet Nerf football is not painful, but it's annoying. And if someone did it for an hour and 42 minutes straight, you'd fucking throttle them. But you'd be bored by it, too, at the same time.
If this is your first week with us, welcome.
Welcome.
And if this is not your first week with us, welcome back.
Yes, thank
you. Sorry.
Yeah, well, no, we're not sorry. We had to watch this pile of shit.
Yeah, that's true. We both had, to watch
sorry
this
at
too.
All. The movie sucked.
We thank you for being here with us to watch and relive these tales in painful and excruciating detail. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you for your Patreon donations. Thank you for being you.
Thank you for everything. It really does help. Thank you.
James?
Yes.
Never thought that I would miss this movie. Last week we watched From Justin to Kelly.
I 5 minutes into this movie, if you said we're just going to rewatch From Justin to Kelly, I would have said, put it on.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Same.
I'm in.
Because this week we watched Maid of Honor.
And I feel like there's like eight movies named Maid of Honor, by the way. Is there?
I don't know. But this one is M-A-D-E of Honor.
Which always made me think there was like a mob movie of some kind.
Yeah.
I thought it was like somebody's...
That would have been a good rom-com.
That's what I thought.
Not just Mickey Blue Eyes. We could have had a, like, you know, you're a made man of honor.
I thought you was like someone was marrying a mob guy and the maid of honor was involved. So that's what I always thought when I saw this poster.
That's very interesting. That'd be a way better movie than what we watched.
Well, I thought he was her friend and she was marrying a mob guy in my brain. And that was
then
it was like a cheesy, you know.
Yeah.
Analyze this kind of bad comedy.
Worse.
Oh, it's way worse. That would have at least been irritating to the point of having some emotion come from you, whereas this movie was being hit in the face with a Nerf football repeatedly.
How many times did I look at you and say, what are we supposed to feel right now?
That's what I mean. They're
not even, like, I can't even get there. I don't even know what the fuck they're talking about.
This movie is the equivalent of somebody, like, being like, oh, man, I got a huge fart on board, a huge one. And they're, like, made a big deal, and they pulled their leg up and go, and that's what comes out. Because that's what this movie is. It's all set up to be a big movie. There's you're in New York, you're in Scotland, there's a big thing, and it just comes out so flat. It's flat.
It was like that one pizza that we got from Lou Malnati's where it smelled so good.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, we were like, yes, this is going to be delicious.
And then
we ate it and it had no flavor.
Not that we thought this movie was going to be delicious, but we thought it was going to be really bad.
We thought that it was, well, it was really bad.
We thought it was going to be entertainingly bad.
We thought it was going to be like entertaining, but
it's
was definitely not.
No,
okay, so we watched Maid of Honor 2008, 1 hour, 42 minutes, starring Patrick Dempsey and Michelle Monaghan.
Is that her name?
Yes. The IMDb description. A guy in love with an engaged woman tries to win her over after she asks him to be her maid of honor. Yes.
So, yeah,
but
I guess.
Also, this is a perfect description and a perfect way for like for you to view the movie. OK, so he says a guy in love with an engaged woman. This is his best friend.
Yeah. They failed to mention that part.
10 years together.
That's the main issue.
Yeah. But like,
she's not engaged for like a long time.
No, it's not like he just met her and then
he's
like
had 10 years to
you know,
close
whatever.
This deal.
This is apparently this man's best friend.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The person that he did, spoiler alert, did not know that he was so in love with
how
head
could
over
you know?
Heels. And
how could you know that you're in love with your best friend after 10 years?
Even,
I don't know. No one knows that.
And even that part is underwhelming. Like when he has that realization, he's just like, yeah.
I think I have feelings for her.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Good for you.
Pass the ball. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Him and his buddies.
Tagline.
Him and his buddies that none of them go together.
The tagline really make me mad.
The taglines?
Yeah.
Okay. What
There's
do you
three
got? I'm sure they're all hacky.
Number
boring.
One, it takes a real man to become a maid of honor.
Of course. Yeah. Great.
Like that's, this is in 2008 where there was a lot of like real men wear pink.
This makes it sound like it's like a RuPaul shirts. Movie, though. That's what that makes it sound yeah. like. And the maid of honor is RuPaul.
Okay, the second
you know
one is
not that
make
RuPaul's
you...
a man, but you know what I mean, how they would say it. Whatever. You know what I'm saying.
Okay.
2008, they wouldn't, it would be like that.
Yes.
That's my fucking point. Okay, move on. Go
like,
ahead.
Like a caricature of
yes,
what life
exactly.
is.
Yes, exactly. 2008 okay. was really a bad time for
a
comedy.
A wild time. Okay, tagline number two. You're going to hate this one.
No.
An unbridled comedy.
Okay, that sounds like it's a Western.
So great. I had to think about this because it's spelled bridled, like on B-R-I-D-A-L-E-D.
Oh, bright. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so obviously it's doing a play on words.
Yeah.
Which this movie is full of hacky like jokes like
the
this.
Whole movie's hacky.
And they're not even like remotely, like you don't even get a chuckle out of it. We've only gotten a chuckle. We only got a chuckle out of like two lines, and I think both of them were from Sidney Pollack.
Or to Sidney Pollack. It was, yeah, that was it. The one.
But Sidney Pollack was in the scene.
Bourbon
yeah.
was good. That
so
was
I had to just be completely clear on what the definition of unbridled was, just so that I could see if they were like in the ballpark, right? So unbridled obviously is an adjective, okay? And it says uncontrolled, unconstrained. An example is a moment of unbridled ambition. Now,
yeah.
James.
No.
When I think of unbridled comedy, okay? I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, I'm wetting my pants. I'm crying. It hurts. I can't stop laughing. You know, oh, this movie was just so funny from just start to finish. It was laugh out loud.
It doesn't even
I don't
have to
think
be funny.
We ever, I don't think we ever got past like a mild chuckle.
No, if you're saying an unbridled, I don't even think it has to be funny to me, but I think there's got to be a lot of funny, like, quote unquote funny stuff happening.
No, and they really tried.
This is just boring, and then every once in a while
they really tried.
Patrick Stewart falls down.
It was not Patrick,
Patrick
Stewart.
Dempsey. I keep calling him I have called him the whole movie Patrick Stewart every
He's
time.
He's like, I don't even care. He's Patrick Stewart, Stewart. And I'm like, huh?
Now, like I said, I would rewatch this movie if instead of Patrick Dempsey, it was Patrick Stewart in the part, not explaining anything of why he's 40 years older than her or anything like that. He
okay.
just was in college with her and he's like, oh no, I'm in the wrong bed.
The last
that would be
tagline.
Amazing. I would pay for that.
The last tagline. He'll do anything to get the groom out of the picture. I don't think that he will.
No.
Because even his best efforts were like, meh. Like, it was just really, like...
And it's not like a plan worked. He
no.
just, like, talked to her. And
he was just throwing some stuff at the wall and seeing what stick, like, stuck. Sticked. Sticked.
Sticked. This movie's a first draft, and they were just like, we gotta... This movie feels forced. This movie feels
yeah,
like someone
forced.
Had a like an assignment to write a screenplay, and they were like, I don't fucking know.
It's
I
almost
guess,
like the
whatever.
Director wanted granite countertops, and yeah. he was like, just write something.
Everybody just did this because there was a deal already in place. It already had financing or something,
yeah.
and they were like, whatever, just put it together, and we get to go to Scotland for a while. It'll be pretty, right? It's like
yeah,
a vacation.
Like, did somebody like need to do something in Scotland, and they're like, how do we make it so that we don't have to pay for this?
That's
so
all
we're
I can
just
imagine.
Gonna go to Scotland.
Is this like a money laundering scheme,
yeah,
this movie?
It somebody, definitely is.
Was the producers like have like cocaine profits they needed to pass off? I don't know what
we,
the fuck's going on.
We want to know.
Please.
And it's okay. You can tell us.
Patrick Stewart, tell us all about it.
Okay. Fun fact. In the opening credits, the little boy in the yellow and blue striped shirt at the crosswalk was picking his nose and eating it.
Great.
That's a great fun fact.
That's some high comedy right
and
off the
also,
bat.
And also, James...
What?
We mentioned that Sidney Pollack was in this movie.
Yeah, we did. That's one of the
other,
when he was in, I was like, what the hell is
he doing
here?
The other fun fact is that this was Sidney Pollack's final acting role.
That poor bastard. He had a long and storied career, and then he ended up, you know,
yeah,
with this. He ended the last time we see him on film is walking arm in arm with Busy Phillips.
Yeah, and then he's just like, this is marriage number seven for me. Great. So we're at a college party in 1998. This is how the movie begins.
It opens with Smash Mouth before there's even over black
screen.
Well, because
we have to make sure that we know it's 1998.
I mean, but before they even show a soul, you don't even see a human being, you just hear, and I'm like, oh, God,
but
kill me already. I was done right then.
they really were like, how can we make this 1998? Well, first, obviously, we're going to get Smash Mouth.
Yeah, Smash Mouth playing at a party.
And then
a guy
have
wearing
somebody
a Bill
wearing
Clinton,
a Bill Clinton yeah, thing. The and then somebody wearing a Hillary Clinton mask. And then somebody, two girls wearing black berets dressed up like Monica Lewinsky.
Half the girls at the party were dressed up like Lewinsky because it's supposed to be 98.
Yeah, and, it's 1998. So that's the only thing that anybody was doing.
Well, I'm just saying, I checked out before I even saw a human being in this movie because I heard bah, nah,
nah, and I, they're right now down.
I'm done with this shit right now.
So we're at the party. We see this Bill Clinton man. He's kind of going around. He's carousing. He's kind of flirting with everybody.
It's a costume party.
And
obviously.
Then, you know, he's flirting with these two Monica Lewinsky's. I think it's Halloween. And then, then this one girl. As like she sees the Bill Clinton man and she has a Hillary Clinton mask, and then of course, you know, Patrick like, hey, Dempsey's Hillary. Like, oh, Hillary, you know,
yeah, they're all
that's how hacky, like, it doesn't stop there. The hack,
that's the opening scene,
yeah.
So
he goes into bed, he goes into somebody's dorm room at the Bill Clinton man, crawls into bed with some random person.
He finds the key above he knows where the key is. Obviously, this is like. You know, he's not, this isn't random. Like, he's not breaking into somewhere.
Yeah. He spoke with somebody. They said, go to my room, and then, you know, whatever. So he goes in there and he starts snuggling with this random person. And it's Michelle Monaghan. And she sprays him in the face with her Calvin Klein perfume. Again, this is 1998.
Yep.
Beats him up. We can tell that Patrick Dempsey is young. Because he has a lot of hair and he has an earring.
Yeah, that means
so. This means that he's younger.
He's in college. You can tell he's younger now because look at that earring. He wouldn't wear that if he was older.
No, this is only something that Patrick Dempsey would do if he was younger.
This is
not now.
This isn't Grey's Anatomy, Patrick Dempsey. Please,
no.
Don't.
This is not. What's that one?
I don't know.
McDreamy, McSteamy.
I don't know.
Anyway. I just know it's an Emmy.
I have no idea. I just remember he was in 80s movies.
Oh, Patrick Stewart's could be McBeamy. Beam me up, Scotty.
Patrick Stewart, I believe, like I said.
That's a fucking really specific joke, Sarah.
I want Patrick Stewart to replace Patrick Dempsey in any role he played. I think that would be perfect.
Yes,
what I really want to see.
We should do like Seinfeld vision from 30 Rock, but just like superimpose like Patrick Stewart into all of Patrick Dempsey's roles.
Yeah, I think it would be really good.
If he was the sexy doctor, that'd be great.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome. I think he could.
But
pull
I only
on
really want him to be Patrick Stewart as the baby from Family Guy, though.
That's funny when he's good at everything, Patrick Stewart.
But he's really great at the baby.
Yeah. He is good at
because he has a great. Oh, we have to talk about this movie, James.
I know.
Okay.
Let's just talk about Patrick Stewart playing different parts for the rest of the fucking time we're doing this.
She's like, oh my God, get away from me. And then they start talking to each other because she sprayed Calvin Klein in his face. And then she's like, you know, he's like hitting on her. And she tells him that he's actually ugly because his nose is big and he's got a small upper
lip. He talks about how he believes in honesty and he's just honest about everything and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And you can also tell that he's kind of like a player because he's like.
Well, she also says, you slept with half the girls on my floor.
Yeah. And he's like, he's going into this room thinking he's going to fuck one chick. And then he's like, man, it's cool. It's a different chick. No big deal. Like, whatever.
Either way.
I'm still fucking tonight. Yeah. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Like, you know, gross. But anyway.
They also have the save the cat moment of when he goes back to the room.
And Monica's in there.
She's in there and she's so drunk. She's like throwing up in her fucking beret and like, you know, all right, man. And he goes, get some sleep. And he closes the door because that's like, you know, hey, he's a scumbag, but.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they made it, if it was supposed to be like that or if it was like, ew, look how drunk I'm leaving. Like, I don't know if that was supposed to be,
I'm
a nice guy. Or
I took it as that he was so mystified and challenged and changed by Michelle Monaghan, by Hannah. Because he says that his name is Tom and her name is Hannah. And he's like, oh, that's a palindrome.
And then we
nobody
cut
says
to,
that.
Then we cut to him waking up with some chick 10 years
this
later.
This is a movie where a lot of conversations happen that do not ever happen.
Yeah, nothing in this movie would ever happen.
No.
Everything that happens with the group of guys, his buddies, none of that would ever happen.
No.
None of that would. It's almost like you said it was written by two guys
and a lady,
right?
Yes.
So it's almost like they said, all right, we're going to break this up. lady, you write all the guy parts. We're going to write all the chick parts.
Yeah.
Break. And then, because none of it makes any fucking sense. It's bad. I'm happy to see Kadeem Hardison again. That's nice. Yeah. I haven't seen him since he's had flip up glasses, but I'm happy to see him.
So all the parts, they're like, they're stereotypical, like Patrick Dempsey. Okay. So like you said, we wake up in New York City. It's present day. There's garbage trucks. You know, he lives like in the city, right? So he's waking up. Yeah. No window coverings.
No, the window's open.
Yeah.
On this.
No, but no window coverings like at all. So he wakes up because the sun is
on him.
On him.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Looks gross. Over, blonde chick.
So he looks over, blonde chick, and immediately upon waking, she says, "What are you doing tonight?"
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, a guy wrote that line and was like,
"What are you doing tonight?"
Wouldn't that be great if a lady woke up and the first thing out of her mouth is, "What are you doing tonight?"
What are you doing? She doesn't even have to pee. Just, "What are you doing?" He gets up too right away.
Or
when he gets up, he looks.
Like, you would say, like, "Hi," or like, "Hey, good morning." Yeah, yeah, anything.
Where are you going?
Yeah. Like, oh, is it time for work already? Like, no, come back to bed. Like, he would say anything like that.
He gets up and like looks at her like, "Oh, which one is this?" Okay. He looks around like, "Oh, okay, I'm here." Then he looks at his watch. He's like, "Oh, I'm late.
Yeah,
I got to get up and go."
So she says, "What are you doing tonight?" First thing out of her mouth, and then he says, "Well, I don't do back to backs."
Yeah.
So he doesn't do two nights in a row of a date, right? So
we have to be introduced to all the stupid rules, which, by the way, after the first 10 minutes, never, ever come up again.
No, the rules come up all the time.
Later. Yeah. They never come up later. Like, it's not like there's some... The rules should have... Okay, if you're going to have rules like this that define this guy's character, the rules should have came up at the end. There should have been some kind of rule that boomerangs. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. You were outside.
Oh, what did they say at the end? What rule did he break?
So they bring it up at one of the parts when they are talking with all the bridesmaids, and Busy Phillips makes the line. She says, like, "Oh, I guess I broke one of your rules." Mm. And like, because they used to date, Busy Phillips and Patrick Dempsey. And then they bring it up again, like, towards the end. But you were conveniently outside.
Yeah, I tried to avoid a minute here and there just to...
So
save myself.
This is his apartment, and he's just letting this, like, so he doesn't
this is her apartment.
No, it was his.
Okay, I thought it was hers.
And so he says, like, "I don't do back-to-back, whatever," because it's the same apartment at the end of the movie.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think.
I just saw the bedroom.
Either that or it's not supposed to be, but they both decorate the same.
Maybe.
Anyway, so.
Because he looked around, like, "Where am I?" When he woke up with that chick.
Well, yeah, because he just time traveled from 1998.
That's
it was
a long
just
trip.
3 seconds ago.
It's like, "Where's Smash Mouth?" What's going on? Where's walking on the sun a minute ago. I don't know what the
earring.
Fuck's happening. Yeah. Oh,
my earring is gone. I've lost a little bit of hair.
Oh no.
Anyway, so he drives this like old car. It's like an old nice car. I don't know what it is.
I think it's an old Porsche. Isn't
it looks
it?
Like
it's an old Jag. I think
it's an old Jag. It's like
old Jaguar.
It's silver. Yeah. No top on it. He's driving it around. He's got these sunglasses on that look super expensive, and he's like messing with his hair and all this stuff.
Big smile. Like self-satisfied.
The first thing
smile.
That I said, "Let's see what fake job he has," because he has to have a fake job.
Yeah, and he does. Well, and they brought that up earlier when he was at college. He was saying, "I invented this thing. It's really cool. It's going to be the greatest thing in the world."
Oh yeah, because she like makes like hot tea or something like that, and she a coffee, and she like burns her fingertips on the coffee cup, and he's like, "Yeah, cool. I invented this
coffee
thing.
Collars. I got a coffee collar upstairs. You want to see it? It's going to be huge. It's going to make me rich." And then obviously it
and
does.
And then he puts it around his wiener.
And then he parades around with it, and he's like, "Eh.
Gross, that didn't actually happen." But
I filled the whole thing. That's some kind of fucking. I'm packing over here.
I'm packing Dempsey.
I'm packing some Dempsey.
Okay, so
that's
he
his
gets
name, packing
Starbucks.
Dempsey, not Patrick.
He orders two Starbucks drinks because he stops and he just parks his car. No top on his, I was going to call it a lid. On his car.
He takes his sunglasses off, tosses them on his dashboard,
just
and
goes,
hops out of the car in Manhattan.
No. Someone's going to try to take your car.
I would try to steal your sunglasses. Someone's going to steal the goddamn sunglasses off the dashboard.
So he goes in there and orders this like real complicated, like, you know, "I want a decaf
14 part order. Yeah.
Whatever. Make it 70% full, blah, blah, blah." And then he's hitting on, good for Patrick Dempsey, though, because in this movie, every woman lusts after him.
Oh, every woman.
Like, like there's a spell on him.
They see him and they're like, oh.
Yeah.
They don't even know how rich he is either. They just see him
and they
like,
start fanning. They're like, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, fanning their crotches is what they're fanning. That's, and I get, Patrick Dempsey is one of those guys that every once in a while a dude pops up that like every woman thinks is hot and all the guys are going, really? Wow, I'm totally off of what I've been trying to.
So
it's one of those things. Like, and he's like that. He's so like the Patrick, Pete Davidson of his day.
Oh,
but you know.
Okay, Patrick Dempsey is always like the fallback guy in all the rom-coms. He's always like they're really in love with Josh Duhamel, and then Josh Duhamel doesn't have his shit together. So then they go out with Patrick Dempsey, and then on the wedding day, she's like, I'm sorry, Patrick Dempsey. I can't. And then he's like, it's okay. I understand.
I get it. I'm Patrick Dempsey.
I was proud of Patrick Dempsey because he got a little redempsey, okay? Because he got to have, he got to get every girl, and then he also got to get the girl. You know what I mean? Like,
really. So he got to, what a life for Patrick
was
Dempsey.
Was running game. This whole, like, he's always been a player, like, even in college, and then he keeps this up through his 30s.
He fills a cup collar with his Dempsey cock, that's why. What do you want? He's laying pipe all over the city.
And also, then he gets to, like, so his best friend knows what a fucking pig he is, and she's still like, oh yeah, that's my guy right there.
Yeah, and meanwhile, she's very, like, sensitive. Like, they're at a store and she picks up like this bag and she goes, is this real alligator? And the guy goes, baby alligator. And she goes, you should be ashamed of yourself, and puts it down. And you're like, wow.
I guess he should, because he said that real enthusiastically.
He did. Like he did it himself.
Like he was excited. I went out and I killed a baby alligator.
I slashed it open and made it myself. Pretty, ain't it? It was real into
it. It had a pretty mouth. Anyway, so he takes the coffees to some museum, and it's, you see Michelle Monaghan there. She's an art restorer, obviously, because nobody can have a real job.
These are their jobs. Inventor of a coffee collar, just billionaire.
Yeah.
And art restorer.
And
these
what
are,
their,
are you kidding me?
What would their budget be on House Hunters?
$7 million.
Well, more than that.
More than that, because he's really wealthy.
He makes 10 cents a coffee collar.
Yeah, he didn't even like just sell the idea and make like, you know, $20 million or something. Every time Starbucks or anybody sells a coffee, he gets a dime.
Yeah.
Which seems like a lot. It seems like why would you wouldn't. Starbucks doesn't pay 10 cents a piece for coffee collars.
No.
They just don't. They don't. It's not a viable thing. They pay maybe a quarter of a cent a piece.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're definitely not paying that much.
No. So he's not getting that, but the way he makes it sound is just, he just sits back and it's ching to every fucking order.
It makes everybody who's sitting at their home and they're like on the toilet and they're like, I have a great invention. They're like, I could make, even if I made 10 cents per one, it's like, you'll never get that.
You'll never get that.
Because Patrick Dempsey doesn't even get
that. He's not getting that. That's the first major flaw of this movie.
I am going to poop my pants if somebody like tweets at us and is like, actually, that is how much money. And I would go, way to go, Patrick Dempsey.
You know what? If you do the ordering for a Starbucks, let me know how much those coffee cups, what are they per gross? Let me know what they are in bulk.
And how much do you give Patrick Dempsey?
Yeah, in the bulk, how much do you do that? And what is the per unit kickback to the fucking, what's the per unit net going to the inventor?
But also it was hilarious because that's like such a weird thing for some, like, you know, something that somebody invented or like they do and then they sold the idea. It's never like, you never know the guy that made the coffee collar. You never know that guy. And then you're just like, oh, but we learn about this in Maid of Honor. Like, that's what we're going to learn about.
Yeah. It's one of those.
The writers were like, I'm going to teach them about this.
Teach them about that.
People need to know about that. People need to know about licensing fees like that. Every time, did you know at Starbucks, every time if somebody orders a coffee, the guy that made the coffee collar gets 10 cents.
He gets 10 cents, man. So every time you look at the line, you can just count up all this guy's money.
Yeah, so they like, wanted to.
It's like $1.50 online here.
Yeah,
it's
but crazy. That's all across the world.
It's across the world, every location.
He has it every, he's, no, but he says he has it for across the world.
Oh, for, yeah, for everything, for every.
He's like, he goes, 3 cents per whatever, and he's like, that's a lot.
Oh, like, yeah, because he offers that guy
just for a horse anyway. Yeah, he's got fuck you money though, because he's just like, let me borrow your horse, I'll give you 3 cents. I was like, whoa, 30%.
Didn't seem like a real official transaction either.
Oh, no. There's they didn't even spit in their hands.
No, there's nothing. They didn't even do it Deadwood style. They didn't even know his name.
Oh, there was no... Okay, so there was a couple of movies that I wanted to watch because I've been in a real 1800s kick lately. Civil War, Deadwood.
We watched
Deadwood.
Some Civil War stuff, then we watched Deadwood, and she's been very much looking for a corset.
No.
No, but...
Sweatpants.
Yeah.
But
sweatpant corset.
Yeah. That's our invention. We That's get 10 cents every time That's you buy one.
Better get more than that for a goddamn sweatpant corset.
Sweatpant corset. Okay, when we were talking about Maid of Honor, did you think we would bring up sweatpant corsets? No.
I didn't think. I've never heard of a sweatpant corset. I never even came to fucking.
It's okay.
Never thought of it.
I'm like 10 milligrams in right now, James. Right, let's go.
So
all right.
We're ready.
The fuck on. Okay.
I don't even know. All right.
So. Uh-oh. Oh, okay. So she's an art restorer, and her face is in the crotch of the painting, and she's, like, moving her head oddly to make it look like she's blowing the painting.
Of course. That's the level of humor in this movie.
Yeah, that's what we mean when we say that the guys wrote the girls' part, and then the girls wrote the guys' part, because it's the fucking weirdest. And then Patrick Dempsey, we spend this whole opening scene where he's talking to Michelle Monaghan, and he brings her coffee, and then we find out that they're best friends, and... I guess we're supposed to be happy that they stayed friends for this long. Like, I don't care.
I guess. I suppose. I don't care either. And it makes no sense why they would be.
But they keep talking about Patrick Dempsey's rules.
Yeah, constantly.
And he's like, can't call after 24 hours because he got some girl's phone number collar.
Yeah, from Starbucks.
Well, I mean, if you met the guy that he's just so magnetic.
That's what it is. He's a charismatic bastard in this movie.
And he's so wonderful because he put a coffee collar on some random lady's coffee at the coffee shop. And then he just helps this beautiful old couple in their boat when they're stuck. And he's like, let me help you with that.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
so he's rich, but he also...
He's got a heart, too. That's the thing.
Yeah.
He's not gonna bang the overly drunk girl.
He's also, like, he's prickly. He's got rules. He's so rigid.
This movie is, like, it's really strange because it's a chick flick, right? It was written as a chick flick, obviously.
But then it's also, like, a dude flick.
No, it's a chick flick, but they were like, huh. When they were making it, they're like, The Hangover made a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, we need, like, him falling over. We need, like, a joke. Someone's got to get hit in the dick. There's got to be, like,
a
couple of lowbrow, because that's what's big right now. So
He has so much physical comedy.
Yeah.
Do you think he volunteered that? He's like, hey, guys, I really think I should do some physical comedy things.
Do you think
they were like, hey, Pat, do you think you could fall?
I think they were like, yeah, this is the rom-com for the new generation. It's going to be...
P-Demp.
Yeah, this
hit
is going to
be...
This is the rom-com for the kids who liked American Pie. You know what I mean? So there's got to be that sort of thing. I really feel like that's what it is because it's that age group.
Okay.
You know?
The worst.
Followed up.
So he gets her a coffee. They're best friends, obviously, because he likes honesty, and she told him that he had a big nose and no upper lip. And so he's like... I can't call that lady that. So he made like lunch reservations and like, so he brings her a coffee. They go to lunch and she knows how to order for the both of them.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I love that. And then they go shopping at this antique store or something.
Weird.
They have a routine. Okay, there's like only a few things that Patrick Dempsey does in this world. So he gets ladies' phone numbers. He goes to this antique shop.
All the time.
Goes to this Chinese restaurant.
And a particular bakery.
And then they go to a bakery and they tell each other what to get. But this is like his standard. This is what he thinks is fun. This is what he enjoys. So anybody that he talks to that's not Hannah...
Well, yeah.
He's like, how come you're not being Hannah?
Yes, exactly. He's like, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Which is...
He has no other interests or like anything, and he's got so many rules.
Oh, and he plays basketball with the fellas also. Yeah.
Yeah, he very much has like a routine. He's set in his ways.
A routine like a 70-year-old retired guy.
Yeah.
He lives like Mel Brooks.
He lives,
100.
Yeah, his...
It's weird.
He's all like, how are you going to have this many girlfriends if this is all you do? You go out to lunch with your friend.
But he meets them everywhere. That's why, because he can't go to Starbucks without having some hot chick throw the number down.
Gloria.
He can't stop. That's it.
He can't
fight them off.
Yeah, that's what it is that he's just like, you know what? Fine.
Wherever he goes.
Come get some.
Yeah, he'll just run into a hot chick who'll be like, oh, I got to fuck Patrick Stewart. I know it's Patrick.
Okay.
It's much more
but
funny.
Who's not saying that I got to fuck Patrick Stewart?
That's what I'm
honestly.
Saying. It's much funnier to think of it as Patrick Stewart.
So we bring up the rules here. So he's like, he wants the coffee collar sleeve from Hannah. And he's like, I can't call her after 24 hours. And she's like, oh my God, you with these rules. They go to that antique shop and they're talking because they're buying a gift for his father's wedding. It's like his sixth wedding or something like that.
It's his sixth wedding.
And
Sidney Pollack's sixth.
He wants Hannah to come to the wedding with him. And she's like, no, why don't you ask one of your 800 girlfriends? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, and he goes, I've been to enough weddings with you.
He says, I don't go to, he's like, no family events, no like, you know.
No weddings, whatever. No family events.
Those are one of the rules.
Obvious, which she would know because, you know, all they do is they're together all the time. So
yeah, they're together all the time.
She would probably know all of his rules back and forth by now.
And she's been best friends with them for 10 years.
That's what I mean. After 10 years, you know the guy's rules. That seems like a big one that he's had in place for a while.
There's a dog at the store.
Yeah, the dog
like a golden
thing.
Golden retriever or whatever.
Yeah.
And this is where the weird dog thing starts. And then it never really like
it doesn't ever
becomes
pay off.
Anything because no. She says he's like, oh, you know, as you would to a dog. If you saw a dog at a store, you would be like, hello, my friend.
Yeah, it gets down as you. A good puppy. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's got
heads.
A good boy yeah, head? Who's a sweet boy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a cute little boy. Are you guarding the place?
Yeah. What is your good puppy? And then you pet the head.
Oh, you need a break. They're working you too hard here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we would be.
Like anybody would.
So he's saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. And of course, I love that dog too. I've never pet that dog, but I would love to pet that dog. And Michelle Monaghan gets down and pets the dog and she's like, you know, you should try saying that to a human sometime.
Yeah.
And he looks at the dog like, human? Like, why would I say that to a human? Like, because we have to understand that like he is incapable of love.
Yeah. He's like one of the guys that
did you see his earring in 1998?
He's like one of the guys from Justin to Kelly who hangs out
where he's like, I'm
Justin.
Trying to not get attached to the Pennsylvania posse.
Yeah. I'm genetically, whatever.
If Patrick Dempsey was in the Pennsylvania Posse? This was around that time.
He probably was.
Because that was like 2002.
Yeah.
So maybe he was.
He went to Cornell. I'm not sure about how the locations line up, but still, I think maybe he could have known those guys down there. He's definitely a spring breaker.
He's a spring breaker.
Patrick Dempsey 100% went to spring break.
Oh, and absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Wedding time, it's his dad's sixth wedding, and they're on the phone, like, day of the wedding, his lawyer and his future wife's lawyer, and they're negotiating terms of sex. So he's, like, five times a week.
She's in the dress at the curb inside the limo waiting, and, like, she's waiting to make the deal to then leave the limo and go into the church to marry him.
Yeah.
That's how it's going.
Oh, that's what that lady was in. She was in Nip Tuck.
Who?
The wife. The second, the wife that dad had.
I never watched that.
She was in Nip Tuck. I was like, where the fuck did I see this lady?
Where do I know you?
I know you. I know your face. Okay. Wedding reception time. I think that it's the cake from that bakery that they go to. So Michelle is like, did you say I love you to your dad?
Yeah.
Like, no.
I told him I care for him a great deal.
Yeah. And so it's weird because what does the dad do? The dad must be like have a lot of money because your son is apparently the most brilliant man in the whole world because he invented the coffee collar.
Well, one of the negotiations for Sidney Pollack was, okay, and this is negotiating the prenup. So they're negotiating the divorce while they're in tuxes and wedding dresses.
Yeah.
And they go, okay, you get the house in the Hamptons. They say to Sidney Pollack, you get the house in the Hamptons. She gets the apartment in the city and she gets 30 grand a month. And he's like, 30 grand a month. And then they start opening up how much sex they're going to have, if that's worth it or not. And there's there's like a weekly blowjob in the mix with like, you know, negotiated per week.
It was weird.
Yeah. They were going to have a healthy schedule either way.
The wife's lawyer was like, hey, you're going to have to circle the block. We're nowhere near
Yeah, you're working out. Yeah.
We're nowhere near getting ready to close this
It was
deal.
A business arrangement, yeah. This whole thing.
So that was supposed to be funny, but yeah. I mostly was uncomfortable. I was happy for Sydney Pollack.
It was, you know what that was? The joke of they're negotiating the prenup, you know, blah, blah, blah. Are you doing this at the wedding? That's the joke. It's over.
Yeah.
Then they went on to show them negotiate the whole thing out, which is just you're beating a hacky joke into the ground.
Yeah. And
over and
the
over.
The dad says, did you bring Hannah?
Yeah.
And Tom's like, of course I brought Hannah. And he's like, well, you better fucking seal the deal on that. Otherwise, I'm going to make her my sixth wife. And then the other joke is that, no, it's going to be your seventh because this is your sixth. Because he's been married so many times.
He doesn't remember how many. Oh, God. Yeah.
And then also, that's super weird because, you're like, okay, yeah, cool. So this is my best friend. I'd love for her to be my stepmom. Like, what are you talking about? Why are you trying to hit on my friends?
Old man.
That's like
style.
That one in that that Tiger King Doc Antle story.
Yeah.
Where that girl that was first married to Doc Antle.
Okay, yeah.
And it's because Doc Antle's mom fucked her boyfriend and then she's like, why don't you go out with Kevin instead?
That was super weird, yeah. That shit was weird.
The fact that they just like brushed over that and never brought it up again or anything like that.
I want a whole documentary on what went on in that house.
Yeah.
Period.
Hey, what's going on there?
You're like,
that's fucking crazy.
Making weird swaps with your mom.
Like, I'll fuck that girl's boyfriend and then you can go out with her. Like, that's weird.
No, it's cool. Just bang my daughter because I'm going to fuck you. Yeah, that was.
No.
That was creepy.
Yuck.
That was disgusting.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, they don't the other stuff that Doc Antle did is obviously fucking disgusting, but I just felt like we didn't spend enough time on that little factoid.
That
I just would have liked a couple more minutes at least. We're going to go
back
and talk about that.
Fuck, are you kidding me?
Yeah, they could have spent a whole episode.
That's way more interesting than whatever happened to the Tigers or with the Tigers and the like plots behind their backs and
we
who's
have to
killing
talk
who.
About this movie, James.
Yes.
We can't talk about Tiger King.
Why? Who cares?
Okay.
We know what happened. The movie is so obvious. You listening now.
So Michelle says, you can't even say that you love your father. And then the rest of the movie is weird. Like, I'm
just so bored
by it.
It's him telling dogs he loves them and never anyone else.
There's a lot of, like, offensive jokes where, like, he's saying that some nerdy girl has a blog about him. And that she's at the wedding and then
she's obsessed with me.
Yeah, he's like, she has a website and it's allthingstom.org.
Yeah, and it's some. I mean, she's kind of a stalker, so.
Well, I mean, yeah, she is, but like, it's just like he and I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's more on she's a stalker, isn't it?
Yeah, and then so there's that. Like he's like, oh, I'm I like female attention, but.
Well, yeah, not from this crazy.
But he's so wonderful.
How do you not fall in love with him?
Yeah.
If you know
what
him.
Do you want, Patrick Dempsey? What do you want from me?
So,
well, you were saying something about like you were writing Heart like James was Patrick.
James Heart Patrick Stewart. I was obviously didn't know who I was in love with.
And
at the
you
time,
were but. you were writing out your name because you were
was,
like, my name's going to be James Patrick Stewart.
That was only
Patrick Gallo.
That was only after I heard how he fills up a cup collar. So
anyway.
I was very impressed.
So. This is where I wrote that I'm just really bored by this movie, and I actually checked out for a little bit, so I'm really not sure.
She goes away for a couple of weeks. She has to go do something for a couple of weeks. He's super he's noticing that he misses her a lot when she's gone. I remember that part. And then she calls him.
Oh, and we also saw Singular Wireless.
Yeah, on her phone.
She was
looking at a picture of the two of them.
But anyway, so she gets, I don't know why she has to go to Scotland. She has to go to Scotland.
Something to do with art restoration, I think it is.
And so I was thinking about this the other day, one of my intrusive thoughts. I was thinking about this the other night. Is the tube of toothpaste that you get at the grocery store the biggest that they can offer you? Like, is there a reason why it only goes to the 5.7 ounces?
I don't think they can
give
offer
you a smaller tube of toothpaste.
I think they can give you as big a tube as they wanted to. I don't know why they don't give you more of a tube.
There has to be a scientific reason, because I was trying to Google why you can't have a bigger tube of toothpaste.
Why a gallon of milk, but not only a fucking
tube of
toothpaste?
Well, like, you can get, like, a big thing of lotion, but you can also get a very small thing of lotion.
Yeah.
So I was like, I mean, I'm not saying that toothpaste is lotion, but I am saying...
I think so. It fits in a medicine cabinet? I think is probably.
Yeah, but you could make it. It could be a different size. I think that's a little bit bigger. I
think that's traditionally where the size came from, was like medicine cabinet shelf width. You know what I'm saying?
I just want to know if there's a scientific reason why, and when you say like, why can't they give us a bigger tube of toothpaste? It just says like you can bring 3.4 ounces on a plane, which I don't care. I want to know if I can have more than 5.7 ounces and why they won't give it to us.
I think just because it won't fit in the medicine cabinet, but I think that's no reason, because if I want to store it in a drawer, that's my business. Give me a fucking big tube.
They don't tell me how much toothpaste, unless there's a scientific reason, like if it's like it will go bad at all. Like, is there like, because it's just really annoying. Because you're like, oh, fuck, I need toothpaste.
Yeah, a bigger one would be helpful, I guess. Instead, they just sell them like two tubes at a time together.
Yeah,
if they know you need two tubes, then give us one big one, I guess.
Yeah, that's all I want. I just want to know why. I'm willing to accept the truth. I'm willing to accept reality. But if you can make me a bigger tube of toothpaste, I think I would like that option. I would like to see it.
Why not?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Anyway.
I'm on board with the toothpaste.
It's friend time. And they're playing basketball. And they're like, oh, Hannah is like getting old though. Like she's like 30 something years old. Like,
yeah, if you know, like her, then you should tell her.
Cause she's going to want a life, like, you know, whatever. And so
he tells his friends, he decides while she's overseas there that he's going to tell her when she gets back how important.
Well, they're talking about like, because, you know, he's just fresh off his dad's wedding. His dad's like lawyer is one of Patrick Dempsey's friends.
Yeah.
And then they're all like, oh, being married, like one guy's like, being married's not so bad. And then they all look at him like, yeah, right. You know, like it's just this weird, like
hacky.
Yeah. It's such a weird, just hacky.
2008,
like,
very hacky. Like,
yeah.
It's got some like weird sitcom elements to it, I think.
Patrick Dempsey takes other girls like that are in his rotation out to do stuff that he and Hannah do. And he doesn't like the way that they order the food. He doesn't like that she was like, I don't know, maybe you should order a cookie. And then he's like, yeah, but you have to be specific. Like,
didn't want to play the game with them, didn't want to wait at line at the bakery, wanted to go to Fendi rather than the antique shop.
This is old stuff. Yeah. So anyway, he's got sad music while he's eating cake by himself, and he's like reflecting on that, you know, he would rather hang out with Hannah.
So he starts calling her all the time.
While this lady is staring at him, I mean, lustfully.
Yeah.
Fuck me eyes. And he's like, I miss Hannah, which, you know, that's what it means. Like, that's like, this hot lady is like, I will fuck you right now. And he's like, no.
No, don't want to. He calls her repeatedly.
They call each other repeatedly, and there's just such bad cell phone service in
Scotland.
What's it called in Scotland?
Well, she's like in a rainstorm, stuck with some like sheep or some shit, cows running around.
Yeah.
And then that's that. Then she comes back home, and he's going to tell her.
Yeah.
Now he's going to tell her.
So, okay. So he tells all of his friends, he's like, I don't feel anything, because I just kind of feel like he's just kind of like, yeah, like, I, you know, this sucks. Like, I don't like these people. And then he goes, I have feelings for Hannah, guys. Like, he's like tormented by it, but I don't feel that coming from him.
No.
So
that's why I skipped ahead to she came home.
I'm supposed to feel, there's no feel. This whole movie is a Tuesday. It has a really Tuesday like vibe to it, where like, I think that this is supposed to be a major turning point in the movie. And I just not getting that.
And nothing happens.
And then even the next scene where she comes home and she has a boyfriend with her at the bar.
Yeah, she's like, drop everything. We have to go out tonight to dinner. And he's like, awesome. He gets dressed up.
Gets her flowers.
Yeah, it's the big plan.
And then she just is there with some blonde man, and he's, you know, physical comedy. He does two physical comedy parts.
Flips
in this
head
movie.
Over heels in the restaurant,
and
bumping into a waiter.
And runs into this fucking server, which the server would definitely not be there for the rest of the night. Because the first time that he hit into
him,
that was...
They connected good.
That brain damage.
Everybody should have been injured from this, but instead he pops up and plays it off. And
so she met this man in Scotland. They're engaged. They're getting married in Scotland in 2 weeks.
It was just love at first sight, and I was stuck in the thing, and he came up, and whatever the fuck the story was, who cares?
And then we're even like, this man is apparently the most perfect man, but I don't even feel like a weird competitive. Like, I don't even feel pain from Patrick Dempsey during these because he's not even
It's like he's watching it on TV.
Yeah, and then he, like, even when he plays basketball with Colin, the Scottish fiance, and then Colin's in the shower, and all of them look down at his dick, and they're like...
They don't even enter the shower. Five guys stand at the entry to the shower, all staring at his dick going, whoa. While he's looking back at them like, how's it going, guys? Just soaping up. You think he'd be like, this is a weird American tradition that we all stare at each other's cocks before we come in? Is it... What? That... Okay.
It was so weird because they literally looked at him and they're like, wow.
Man,
like,
packing some heat there, huh?
So first it's Patrick Dempsey and he sees it and everybody's like, dude, what are you doing? And they're like, oh. Like,
oh, goddamn.
Yeah. It was weird. And then he's like, exactly. He's just soaping up like, hey, gang, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Great game, huh?
And the things about Colin. Okay. Colin is very, very rich. Colin's family owns the...
He's
top
a fucking duke.
Fucking whiskey distillery or scotch distillery in the world. Then we find out he's royalty. He's a duke. He can dunk. He's like this fucking 5'10 blonde guy.
Oh my God.
Who can two-hand reverse dunk from a standing position like Dominique Wilkins. It's fucking ridiculous.
The point of them taking him out, Patrick Dempsey out to dinner is because she's going to ask him to be her maid of honor, and she's like, if you were getting married, I would expect you to ask me to be your best man, so you'll be my maid of honor. And he's like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
like, what?
Sure, why not?
So he falls into the friend and the waiter, and he's like, I'm gonna have to think about this. Rude.
I guess. I don't
know.
She should ask.
Then the friends are all, so he tells the friends, like, I haven't gotten back to her, but she asked me to be her maid of honor. And they're like, you can't be a maid of honor. You're a dude.
You got a dick, man. What's up with that?
What size dress are you going to wear? Like, that's how hacky the jokes are in this movie.
It is, too. Kadeem Hardison said, what size dress are you going to wear? It's that bad. It's just sitcom level fucking humor.
Yeah, it's bad.
And it's not even, at least if they had any balls in this movie and they had a fucking R rating and they actually tried to have some like off color jokes and make it a little blue, that could have been at least something. But it treads in this fucking estuary between innocent little rom-com and like, we want to be kind of, look,
edgy.
There's thunder beads on grandma, huh? Look at that. Those go up your butt, huh? But they don't have the R rating to be like, grandma, those are supposed to be up your ass. What are you doing? So, you know what I'm saying? So it's
horrifying.
Like, we could make a movie for chicks, but we'll put some like dude jokes in there that, you know.
So after the friend is making fun of Patrick Dempsey for being a dude, being asked to be a lady, which it doesn't really matter because, first of all, Michelle Monaghan's like, I'd be your best man, like, no probs,
sure.
So will you be my maid of honor?
What the hell?
That's how she, you know, so that's obviously the level of relationship that Michelle Monaghan thinks
she's
that
saying
she's at.
We're best friends.
Yeah, she's like, you know, it's just kind of like just that name, but you understand that you're the most important person in my life. And
totally. All
of Patrick Dempsey's friends are like, you have to wear a dress? Like, you don't know. She didn't say that. Like, oh my God.
Yeah,
so,
obviously.
And, anyway.
Gonna, look at you. You're going to look real
so
pretty.
So he says, instead, the friend says, he's like, okay, here's the game plan. You're going to be the maid of honor, which means you get to be around Hannah all the time as if he wasn't around Hannah all the time
anyway. Yeah.
Because they've been best friends for 10 years. And she goes to all of his family events. So, but anyway, the friend's like, you're going to fucking be around Hannah all the time. So you're going to get in her head and stop the wedding.
That's
and
how
they
you're
keep
do
saying
it.
Like, steal the bride. Like that's their like, that's their mantra the rest of the movie.
They're going to help him
steal the bride.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is the fucked up part, okay? There is no antagonist in this movie.
No.
There's no bad guy. The Scottish guy in any
is
other
lovely.
In any other movie at some point, while everybody thought he was so perfect after they did the background check on him and found out he's perfect and everything's perfect, at some point he would have been like, you know, he's going to go fuck some other girl, but you know, he's going to, hey, me and you are buddies, you won't tell her, right? Or some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He's just a sweet, sweet, sweet man who's not perfect for her, which isn't his fault.
He's
There's
not
no
even,
bad guy in this movie.
He's not even like a bad guy trying to take Hannah away from Tom.
He's
not
nice
like
guy.
That guy wants to fuck you. Like, you know, I don't want you hanging out with him anymore.
No.
I don't want him to be your, like, he doesn't even try to tear them apart. He's like, okay, Tom, how are you?
There is no antagonist
man.
In this movie. Patrick Stewart is both protagonist and antagonist in this movie.
We were introduced to a concept that might make an antagonist because she says to Patrick Dempsey that Colin had to go back to Scotland to talk to the council because he's a duke and she's not from Scotland and she's not royalty, so he has to ask permission to get married to her.
At some point I thought maybe the family would be the problem, like maybe that's what it would be, like they think she's trash because they're royal. No, they accept her with open arms.
They're like,
who is the fucking antagonist?
There's not a bad guy, because I'm like, oh, okay, this is how it's going to go. Patrick Dempsey is going to have to, like, there's going to be something wrong, and like she's like a peasant, and they're not going to let her, and he's going to go to Scotland and like fight for her to let her get married because he realizes how much he loves her, which would have been a better movie, but instead it's just like, all's good, we get to get married.
Among several other hundred reasons why this movie doesn't fucking work because of that. You have to root against someone or something.
Yeah.
You're rooting for something against something you don't like. That's the way psychology works. So in wrestling, the crowd essentially has to not like somebody. Mm-hmm. That's the whole fucking point.
There's a heel.
That's the point. Otherwise, what am I watching?
But we're not even like Patrick Dempsey doesn't even turn into the heel.
No.
Because he's not trying to like antagonize and be a bully about fucking Colin.
No.
He's barely in competition. He's just kind of like, hopefully Hannah will notice that I'm putting in an effort for
her.
He's
not like trying to sabotage Colin. Like trying to like, oh, I'm going to put like, you know, chick's phone numbers in his thing.
Or I'm going to get drunk and I'm going to call the Scottish consulate and like let her in the country
or something.
Get her passport canceled.
You just watch this movie float through. And then it's over. And you're like, oh, okay. It's a first draft of a movie where people go, okay, but we got to punch it up and make
on a ride.
Yeah. You got to punch it up and make some things happen and, you know, get an antagonist in there and, you know, kind of build the tension, because now there's nothing.
Oh, no. This just good vibes, the whole movie. There's not a bad, I don't even have a bad feeling.
You never feel like he's not going to end up getting her, first of all. Never.
Yeah.
There's never that feeling. You always know that that's going to happen very quickly and easily.
It wasn't even risky when he kissed her.
No.
Like, she wasn't, like, she didn't punch him or anything like
that.
No,
she was into it.
Colin didn't see it. The bridesmaids didn't see it. Like, it was just fucking stupid.
Let's just plow through and finish
Speaking
this thing.
Stupid.
Yeah, this is so stupid, this fucking movie.
So, she... Okay, so we meet the bridesmaids. We've got Hillary, Stephanie, and Melissa. Melissa is Hannah's cousin.
That's Busy Phillips.
Who Patrick Dempsey has slept with, and he's still like, I have a shot with Hannah.
Yeah, well, she probably set her up with the cousin.
Set
him up with the cousin.
But then he's like, oh, of course, like, why wouldn't Hannah want to be with me forever until eternity? It's like, because I've heard all of your fucking horror stories.
Yeah.
And I know that my cousin hates you. And like, it's just really like, even Vanessa on 90 Day Fiance, Single Life with Colty was like, yeah, I mean, you've cheated on every one of your girlfriends with me. Like, why wouldn't I think that you were going to cheat on me? Like, even Vanessa's like, you know. Like, but Hannah never, she's just like, oh, I love this guy. He's great. Anyway.
That's how it is. There's no, nothing makes sense. There's no conflict in this movie.
Then, this is another thing that does not happen. They're at this lunch. They're having a bridesmaid's lunch.
Hmm.
And Colin calls and Hannah answers the phone. And everybody, like, when he's, she said, they're like, oh, who's calling? She's like, it's Colin. And then they're like, oh, of course he's calling me. He's
yeah.
my fiance. He's my fiance.
Well,
we've been dating for the past couple of weeks. We're currently planning our wedding.
That would make sense if this was like the 50s or something.
Yeah,
like, oh, wow, he called all the way from across the ocean.
But he's in New York.
He got a connection.
He goes,
yeah.
He goes back yeah. to, yeah.
No, I know, but it's stupid.
So anyway, the girl, when she goes and talks on the phone with Colin, all the girls are like, okay, so we have 9 days until the wedding. Okay, so we need to make sure that we get this. We need to plan this. We need to do this. Busy Phillips is upset because she wanted to be the maid of honor. And she's like, I wanted to be the Mo, the yeah. M-O-H. And Patrick Dempsey doesn't even know how lucky he is because he gets to be the maid of honor. He doesn't even deserve it. So
yeah,
Busy Phillips
jealous.
Is like really salty with Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah, who cares?
So they're talking about dress sizes. And
yeah.
Hillary, so Stephanie is played by Whitney Cummings, and Hillary is the other friend, and then Busy Phillips is Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary is the short and fat friend.
Yeah, that's the
token.
She's
the token.
By the way, Sarah's making air quotes, and that's like
yeah.
her role in the film.
Yeah.
We need one of these, and one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she, so Busy Phillips says that she's a 4, and then Hillary says that she's an 8. And they, like, the people laugh. This is what I mean.
Busy
like,
Phillips
saying, like, she
spits her coffee out.
And then
she goes,
they said, Hillary, wouldn't you be more comfortable saying that you're saying you're a size 12? You want me to just put 12?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I want to lose weight by the wedding. So like, I'm going to put 8. And they're like, are you sure that you
yeah.
don't want us to put 12? And I understand, like, you're.
She whips out like, I'm on this diet. Good
yeah, it's like a tea diet
where
it's like that
this.
Cayenne pepper. And I was impressed
joke.
Because Patrick Dempsey's character, he's such a playboy, but he's also so sweet because he's like,
of
you need to eat food. Like, where's
yeah.
food? You
yeah,
need
what
to
about
eat food?
Food? You need, he's actually concerned about very, yeah,
yeah
this is
it's
just,
weird because he won't sleep with drunk chicks and then he's also like,
yeah.
shouldn't you eat food?
Don't pick on the, quote,
keeps,
short fat girl here.
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord. Her role is to absorb jokes but then be a source of... to reflect my goodness at the same time.
Yeah.
She's got a very important role here. It's like so fucking stupid, this movie.
There's a lot of weird, like, things like that in this movie where you're like,
they're just,
what are you doing?
They're just cheap. Well, they're attempts.
They're cheap.
They're attempts at, like, ooh, we're going to do something like a risky joke that's not normally in a rom-com. We're going to do that. But they're just cheap.
Yeah.
They're just cheap. They're not good. It's bad.
Anyway.
It's rotten.
So Hannah says, can you please invite Colin to play basketball with the boys because, you know, can you spend the day with him?
Yeah.
So he goes, he goes to
yeah,
basketball. And Colin says, so they said, they're like, do you play basketball in Scotland? And he goes, well, back home we call it netball and it's mostly for women. Again,
yeah.
like, there's
it's
really
mostly, it's
weird.
Mostly for girls back there.
Yeah, yeah, it's really weird jokes like that where you're like,
Yeah, well,
is that supposed to be? Are we supposed to be insulted by that? Like,
I think they're trying to say, yeah, it's a guy thing that
yeah.
that one is there. It's
so
just like, oh, well, that's kind of you guys are all kind of girls, even though you're
Colin,
trying to show me I suck.
Colin does a standing dunk, like he stands, jumps, dunks.
He can't do anything at first. He can't dribble. They're stealing it from him.
And then for the rest of the game, he only dunks.
They're like, just give it to Colin, and he's doing reverse dunks and fucking, you know.
And in the shots, you can definitely see him climbing up something.
He's like running upstairs and then jump these little stairs and jumping
it's
up.
It's fucking hilarious.
It's like Dave Chappelle
it's
dunking.
It's really
when
funny.
When
yeah.
he's Prince on the Chappelle Show.
It's the only way that he knows how to play now. He's only knows how to dunk.
And he goes, oh, I didn't realize you were even allowed to do that. He goes, why don't you guys just do that? You should do that every time. And they're like, if we could, we would.
Yeah.
And then he goes and takes a shower. They all stare at his giant cock.
They're
and
all.
They leave.
But all. So they look at his dick and like there's like a respect
yeah.
on all of their faces.
They stand there
like,
in awe. And then
yeah, great. Yeah. So they're really bowing to his penile prowess. Hannah and Colin are just making out at the airport. So she gets in the car. Patrick Dempsey doesn't even mention how amazing Colin's penis is.
He should have brought that up right away.
They were friends. He didn't
guy's
even mention
fucking
it.
Packing a hammer.
He's
huh?
like, I don't know if you've gotten a chance to see that bad boy yet. Not going to make any assumptions, but just to let you know, I saw it. Wow.
It's
congrats.
Impressive.
Anyway, so Colin had to go back to Scotland because he had to go petition to the Grand Council for them to get married because
yeah.
he's a duke. He can't get any more perfect. And then Patrick Dempsey is just, he's always like, the more that he learns how perfect Colin is, he's like, Like, yeah. He's not even like...
Well, yeah, one of the lawyer friend put an investigation on him to make sure that
he's amazing.
He's the only guy I've ever seen that's totally clean.
They are meeting with her priest that married her parents, and because he is insisting on going to Scotland to marry her and her Scottish fiance. And Patrick Dempsey, they're trying to go over, you know, whatever about the, I was thinking about toothpaste again because I was looking up why the stripes don't ever mix.
Yeah.
Because that's important.
I guess it's more important than this fucking movie.
Okay.
It's way more interesting than this movie, but this is, we gotta.
So somehow he sees some book with an artist's name and he says like you could mention how this, you know, you love this painting and that it was so beautiful and you loved it and you hope that you could fall in somebody like how you felt.
He remembered something exactly what she said from like 9 years ago that when she was like, I can't believe you remembered that. And obviously,
and they're like, that's perfect. We'll use that towards your wedding with Colin.
Yeah. The priest is like, now I see why he's your maid of honor.
Yeah. And they also said because he's the maid of honor, they automatically assume that he's gay.
That's
the
other joke. Every time someone meets him, they're like, oh, must be gay. And they're like, okay. Like, it's just, it's very 2008. Where
it's like, so
in 2008,
what?
You could just be like, he's gay. And that's a joke. Like,
yeah, no.
No, that's not a joke. What the fuck? Maybe he is gay. Who cares?
Yeah.
Or maybe
and
he's
also,
not.
None of your business. He'll let you know.
Or it's still, even then, it was a hacky joke. Like, it's not like it's the 50s and you're like, hey, fella, he's a little light in the loafers, isn't he? And you elbow. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, it was a very strange time.
Yeah.
So anyway,
just the word gay is a punchline in this movie.
Like, not
that's
cool.
That's supposed to be a punchline that, oh, he's gay. They think he's gay. Oh,
well,
because
even in Scotland, they asked him something, and then like she asked,
pulled a muscle.
Hannah asked Patrick Dempsey about something. He goes, "Oh, I'm pretty sure they think I'm gay," and like was like, laughing about it.
It's like five times they try to get a laugh out of that, and we're not even saying it. We're like, it's like, oh, that's offensive. It's just a shit joke. I'm offended as a comedian that someone would fucking write that down and film it and be like, now that's comedy. Like, no, that's a shit. Comedy. That's not a joke. You can't just say he's gay. Well, that's a punchline now. No, a punchline as a setup and a thing, not just like what must be fucking gay.
Anyway. So,
although the way he stared at dude's cock, maybe he is. I'm not sure.
Well, he doesn't ever dispel that, and he doesn't. It doesn't matter because now we have the bridal shower in the morning.
Yeah,
and Patrick Dempsey is with his guy friends, and he's like, the shower is in the morning, so we're not doing anything or going anywhere until we have put together these baskets.
Oh, God, yeah, these stupid baskets.
So then they are all, like, one guy, like, tried to eat potpourri. Men are so stupid that they don't even know what potpourri is.
You got this party mix, and he's like, that's potpourri, man.
And he spits it out because he already has it in his mouth.
I've seen that joke at no less than 10 other places.
And then they have it's Patrick Dempsey. Is it Kadeem?
Kadeem Hardison and
then,
the
I don't
other
know, the other guy.
Who cares?
And then the lawyer guy is walking around and he's like, I got to go get in a fight with somebody because, and like they're like, oh, if you put this in there with this and then, hey, come on, come curl some ribbon with us. Like that they're getting into, that's like, well, yeah, you would get into a monotonous task. Anybody does because you get a system and then you start to just.
He doesn't even need the rest of the friends. Kadeem Hardison's the only one who speaks. And then the rest of the friends go, yeah, he's
and
right.
He's the only one that he calls.
He calls him. He's his best friend. Later on,
Kadeem
he's his best man.
Friend.
He's the best friend. Kadeem tells him everything, blah, blah, blah. And the other guys go, yeah. Like, you don't even need those other guys.
No.
Why do you have them?
No.
I don't get why they're even in the fuck. Oh, I get it. So they can have a basketball game. So they have to kick out short guy. Because they think that's a funny joke, too, to reject this guy every fucking game and go, no, man, you can't play with us because a guy with longer shorts is coming.
And then he's the nerdy one because he has, like, the goggles.
He has goggles and plays in, like, a John Stockton uniform, essentially, like a fucking short.
So
attire.
Anyway, they are getting into the tedious, monotonous admin task because if you have to do a lot of them and you sit down and you're like, okay, I'm just going to assemble this and I'm just going to be like a machine, you start to just get into it because you have to get through it.
It's definitely.
That's just boring life stuff. So you.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
a rhythm.
The one friend that's not Kadeem. I don't want to
the non-lawyer,
the guy with like the Fu Manchu mustache, and he looks like a dirtbag.
Yeah, that guy. It doesn't look like he'd hang out with the rest of those guys.
He's telling the lawyer guy, because he goes, I'm going to go get in a fight. And then he goes, you're afraid of your feminine side.
Exactly.
It was so
cheesy jokes. Oh, now the guys are getting into the baskets and he's... It was every hacky joke from that era put in a fucking, in a hat and picked out and just randomly placed in the movie.
And they're like...
That's what it was. They hit like a boggle thing, pop, and it popped up, and well, whatever fucking it showed. Oh, we're going to do a gay joke. There we go.
Now we're going into that. We're at the bridal shower. We meet with Hannah's mom and her grandma, and the mom is like, didn't you have sex with our maid? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then grandma calls him the fornicator. She sees him, and she's like, oh, the fornicator. I'm supposed to celebrate these two being together?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
At the end of the movie? Like... Right now, it feels like everybody hates him, but like they don't hate him.
But and then again, he's such a nice guy. All he does is bang a bunch of people, which is really none of their business.
He has like not much work to do.
He doesn't have any work. He invented a coffee collar. He has no work.
Says it because then later on, she says, you didn't have to take off work to hang out with me today.
She's like,
you didn't have to take the day off to do this.
The day off, but he doesn't do anything. He doesn't have a job.
No, he goes to lunch with you.
Yeah.
And then
he collects coffee money.
You guys go to the vintage emporium or whatever the fuck you guys do. And then you guys take a nightcap at the fucking bakery.
That's it.
That's it.
That's every goddamn day.
So Busy Phillips had given Patrick Dempsey a business card to call somebody because she's like, this is like a tarot card reader lady.
That does and bridal shower
Hannah,
shit. Yeah.
Hannah really loved it. So you should call her. So you automatically know that this is sabotage, but it doesn't even feel like it because
no, it doesn't.
You don't know that this is not going to be good until you see Officer Kimball show up.
Yeah.
But anyway, she is
case of dildos.
Yeah, she has a pleasure party box, and everybody is horrified by this. And she gives Grandma the pleasure thunder beads or the glow in the dark thunder beads.
She makes a necklace out of them.
She makes a necklace out of it.
And they beat that joke into the ground for the rest of the movie.
Yes.
Every time we see Grandma, she's wearing the beads and someone makes a comment about it.
Busy Phillips is like, haha.
Yeah, gotcha.
Gotcha. Like, I can't believe that you called this lady. Meanwhile, she has to endure it.
She has to be there too. But she knows this will piss Hannah off.
It was like
ha-ha.
A dumb... Yeah, this will make Patrick Dempsey look bad. And
this
then
will make her see that
me.
I should have been maid of honor the whole
time.
Yeah,
but then, like, I don't know.
But
anyway.
Then she's mad at him for about 10 seconds, and then we're through with that.
That was kind of like a lame thing. Like, I wanted to get, for one of our houses, I wanted to just get, like, a lot of pictures of, like, livestock and hang it up around the house because I wanted that reaction.
Yeah.
I wanted you to see that I was just accumulating more pictures of livestock and that you would ask me, like, because you wouldn't ask me for a while because you would just be like, whatever. And then finally you'd be like, hey, what's with the cows?
Yeah. Okay.
So, but then
sounds
I didn't.
Pretty expensive to get
no, but I
a
did,
5 second me go, oh. Yeah.
I didn't do it
because
I was like, but then I have to look at a bunch of pictures of livestock. And not that I don't want to. It's just I don't know for how long.
Yeah.
So it's not like a good, that's not a good joke for me. So I was like, that's a scratch. Do you see how I think about these things? And I
yeah,
think
very
of you?
Selfishly and with
Selfish.
No regard to
no,
cost
was all
or...
all regard to you.
What do I get
it
out of that?
It was going to be a slow accumulation. It wasn't just going to be like a hard...
All right. I don't know what I get out of that, though, other than to go, oh, yeah, there's a lot of cows.
It's fun.
And then I... Okay.
It's fun to be aggravating.
It wouldn't even aggravate
okay,
me, though.
Okay, so... Hannah is pissed. She goes outside and she's like, you know, I've dreamt about my bridal shower since I was 10 years old. And she's like mad at him. Like, how could you do this? How could you put thunder beads on grandma?
Yeah, she's this is not like, what I had in mind. Blah, blah, blah.
And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. So after that, she's like, I don't know why I
Well,
asked
he says, your cousin set me up. And she goes, it's always excuses with you. And I'm like, I've seen not one excuse from him this entire movie. He's
and
been exactly where she wants him to be the whole time.
She said, I don't understand why I asked you to do this. You don't even believe in marriage.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but he's been nothing but supportive this whole time.
He helped you write the vows. He
came up with that thing. He took the day off to go lingerie shopping with you, like, later on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So anyway, the men are gathering.
We're not even to that yet.
No.
We got a get through this thing.
The men are gathering, and they're like, you know what? We are going to make you the best maid of honor ever in your life. So then they buy like magazines that give him this
tips
DVD.
And pointers. And,
they're like, and they're quizzing him like when they're at the gym and stuff.
How long
like,
should the bridal train be on the blah, blah, blah? Yeah. And he's got answers.
And then, you know, and then, so then they say,
they watched an Elizabeth Hasselbeck video.
Yeah. You're going to be the best bridesmaid ever. Like, you know, they're being very supportive, but, you know, it's just, it's supposed to be funny that this, like, group of, like, dude,
in reality,
guy guys.
In reality, dudes would be like, so you playing basketball today? Nah, I got to do all this bridal shower shit. They'd be like, all right, whatever. I don't know. Call us when you're done with that shit. That would be it. They don't give a fuck about your bridal shower shit. They're not going to turn their lives upside down to make you a good maid of honor.
Well, maybe that's why.
That's not how guys operate.
Maybe guys should operate more like that.
We won't, though. No, that's just not how we work.
Maybe
that's,
you guys should be more like that.
If you're doing something we're not interested in, we're like, good for you. Enjoy. Talk to you later. We're not going to fucking be like, well, let me help you with that.
You should be more supportive of your friends. I'm just saying.
We are supportive. If they need to fight or move or do something, we got their back.
She is like, you didn't have to take the day off to do this with me. Okay, so they're back at the fucking like antique shop looking at China and like dishes, not the country.
Yes.
So he's like, you know, you can mix and match prints on the plates and you can do this and blah, blah, blah. And it has to make sense. Like he's very clearly like quoting a book or like a a training course.
He's been.
And also apparently he does know how to juggle China. That's like a skill that he has from many years ago.
Of course.
Anyway.
He had a Bill Clinton mask on. You gotta be juggling things.
She is very happy that he has taken the day off to do this with her. Like, she's like, wow, like, you're a changed man because you're taking the day off. What do you do? What do you do for a living? What do you do all day? Like, you took a day off for me, by the way. We hang out all the time.
You took a day off from inventing something 12 years ago? Awesome. Thanks. I don't know what we're talking about.
To come with me to look at plates? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about? So, anyway, she's going to go shopping. They're trying on lingerie for her wedding night. We only see one outfit. And also, like, he's realized that he likes her, but he, like, catches a glimpse of her getting undressed. And he doesn't even, like, look away or, like, oh, shit, like, I should respect her privacy. He's like, Well, I mean, he's Patrick Dempsey.
I don't know. Yeah, that's... I don't know. Yeah, I could see that going either way.
So he says...
he's being a little pervy, but, you know.
So she says... I can't believe that today is going to be my last day. And Patrick Dempsey looks at her
and he's
like, what? And she's like, yeah, it's my last day here. I've decided I'm going to move to Scotland.
When
sorry,
I go
to talk to you about
it. Yeah. Cause she's supposed to go over for the wedding. And she goes, when I leave tomorrow, I'm not coming back. And he's like, okay, thanks for telling me now.
Meanwhile,
how much
time do you need to spend shopping for lingerie? You have so much packing to do.
A lot of packing, I'm sure. I bet they packed it. He's royalty. I'm sure he had like some sort of weird royal movers come over and pack her
up.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. So anyway, so he's at some park in New York. I think he's at Central Park, but I don't know. It's by a fountain. And there's these two dogs passing by, but he does not say I love you to the dogs.
No.
And he asks what kind of dog the one is. Not the other one, just the one.
Yeah,
and
the
she's
one.
Like, oh, he's a Scotty. And he's like, oh, a Scotty.
Of course.
And then this is where they use their one token F-bomb.
In a throwaway line that they could easily cut from a re-aired version on TBS. That's how they did it.
He said, of course, fucking Scotty.
Fucking Scotty. And it's even at a distance where if you just cut out the sound on it, you could play it on TBS.
Yeah,
that's why they did it.
So of course. And by the way, the Scotty Beanie Baby, the Scottish Terrier Beanie Baby, that was one of my favorite Beanie Babies to play with.
Scotty.
Little fun fact for everybody out there. This movie is super boring. P. Demp is talking with his dad about Hannah. In dad's lovely apartment. The dad's like, I was only in love one time and it was with your mother. And Patrick Dempsey is surprised to learn this. And he says that, you know, your mom wouldn't take me back, rightfully so. It was too late. Then it was really too late. So I can only assume that Patrick Dempsey's mom is no longer with us.
Very dead. They don't really clarify a lot in this movie.
Another throwaway joke line. Dad says, by the way, I'm getting divorced again.
Yeah. This is the part where I had the one actual smile of a thing. When he says, he's telling his dad, the guy's perfect. He's fucking perfect. There's nothing he doesn't do right. And the guy goes,
does do wrong.
And the dad says, well, nobody's perfect. Nothing's perfect except for this scotch. This is pretty damn close to it. And he goes, oh, yeah, he made it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that was kind of funny.
Yeah, that was a good line.
That was okay, but doesn't make up for the other rest of the movie that's not funny.
No. So dad's getting divorced. Patrick Dempsey's friends are like, if you're in love with her, just go get her. Like, just go tell her, you know, just rip it off like a Band-Aid. So there's a random dog sighting. Oh, they're in Scotland now. It is beautiful.
Over there, green.
They're on. This is where it's like a Land Rover commercial. So
he lives in
driving,
a castle.
They're driving these Land Rovers, and they have to drive, and then they have to be on a boat.
Caravans of Land Rovers, matching ones, like they're oil people or something.
Yeah.
It's a weird.
And they have. But they have a boat, so you have to like put the car on a boat.
Ferry.
And go across.
It's a ferry.
Yeah. So there's a random dog on the boat, and he's like, I love you, which of course I would have said I love you to this dog, too.
It's a nice dog.
It's a really cute dog, and you saw him again, and then you were like, hello, babies.
Can't go wrong.
So this is where I noticed that he didn't say I love you to all the dogs in this movie, and I wonder if that was a choice. Maybe he didn't love those other dogs at the park.
Well, once he realized he loved Hannah, now he's less likely to just declare his love to a random dog, I think, because now his love spreads to people now.
He called Hannah a dog at the beginning of the movie. Remember?
That's
he
right.
said she was like
doggy
a dog.
Bowl. Doggy bowl eyes.
That's why he says he loves dogs.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's so romantic.
This is fucking.
I love
all right,
it.
Good.
Okay,
we figured out the movie. And then in the end, Patrick Stewart gets
so
a good deal.
So they're at Colin's castle now. And then they do the Highland Games. I think this is, they're like,
it's
well, we're
tradition.
In Scotland,
yeah,
so.
What they call a tradition. I don't know
Colin
if it's really
has
a tradition.
To, Colin has to prove that he's man enough to claim the bride. Patrick Dempsey has not prepared for this, and he has to do like feats of strength. He has to like launch rocks and like
it's like the lumberjack games.
But they
it's like shot putting rocks.
Him, they announce him as a competitor, and then they announce him as a finalist.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
So
well
it's like then it's down to it's down to him and Colin
to but see like, who gets the bride. Which is what if the guy who's never mind. I'm not going to get into
it. Well, so the mom brings up the Highland Games, and she's like, the man has to claim that he's man enough for the bride. And Patrick Dempsey, like, you can't even see that idea transmit, but, like, he kind of smirks, like, oh, maybe that's the way that I can. But, like,
yeah.
Nobody knows that he's plotting this at all.
Nope.
Like, nobody gets that sense. There's no villain in this movie. He's just kind of like, I hope the best man wins. Like,
I don't even know if you're rooting for him, because you're like, the other guy seems nice. She seems happy with him.
Yeah,
what am I, why am I rooting to
he's
break
a
this
duke?
Up?
Yeah.
She's going to go there and be royalty and have everybody kiss her ass. She seems super happy with it. Like, why are we rooting against this?
Because
we love Patrick Dempsey so much. Why?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
He seems
News
to be
lose,
fine.
Pal.
Yeah.
You had that for 10 years.
So, yeah.
Anyway.
We're going to get
so,
married.
Patrick Dempsey launched a tree trunk into somebody's car.
Yeah, it was another Jaguar.
Colin won. And Hannah is now, like, they're at the dinner. So, Colin won. It's getting very real that they're going to get married.
Oh, yeah.
And they're at this, like, rehearsal dinner. And they're like, oh, Colin killed everything that we're eating tonight.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, Hannah's like, oh, you killed stuff?
Yeah, oh, wow.
And then
sorry
the mom's,
I didn't kill anything for you, she
the
says.
The mom's, Colin starts playing the bagpipes, and Colin's mom says, like, oh, he practices bagpipes every night. He never misses
a night. He's been playing since he was
like,
3.
And Hannah goes, every night?
Every night? Because it's loud. And
hi, we live in a fucking castle. You're not
yeah,
going to hear it
you're
on
not
the gonna
other
hear. Wing.
It's not like he's doing he has to do it in the bedroom at about midnight every night. Sorry. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Put some earplugs in, love.
Anyway, so the grandma or somebody wants them to name their baby Athol. That's another fucking
That's
joke.
The other joke.
That's
Athol,
like that.
Like asshole.
That's like the meet the parents joke.
It's a Fokker, yeah.
Yeah, Martha Fokker.
Absolutely a
you
Fokker.
You know, name it asshole.
She's like, we're not naming our kid Athol, and the mother's all offended because that's one of their family names. And
yeah, but it was like a name that sounds like, you know, with their accent.
Yes.
And it sounds...
That's the other joke.
It's a cultural thing.
You can understand everybody there except Colin's mother has such an accent that everybody...
The grandma
you have to get a translator for. You can't even understand her because she just says, hi, the old man. Yeah. Like, you're like, what was that? And then it's something that doesn't sound anything
like that.
Which,
by the way, we have a Scottish friend.
Yeah.
And he...
They're very easily understandable, actually, Scottish people. It's not...
And he has a really, like, strong accent.
Irish people can sometimes be hard if it's a certain accent, but Scottish accents are really actually pretty... Even the crazy weird ones are pretty easy. Welsh accents are the hard ones.
Yes.
I don't know what the fuck those people are saying.
I am on Scottish TikTok, and I love it.
Good.
Because I think that their accent is awesome.
It's funny.
And probably
funny.
Why I love Shrek.
Everything's funny in a Scottish accent.
So I think that the bagpipe scene, because they turn the lights off, because Patrick Dempsey is like, can we go somewhere private so that we can talk? It's really important.
Yeah, he's going to tell her.
And then they turn the lights off and then he plays the bagpipes. But this, I think that that scene was only in there because they're like, we have to call back on the glow-in-the-dark thunder beads.
It's exactly why. Because then grandma's got the beads.
And
they
she's
call
glowing.
That back like three fucking times. The goddamn
she's glowing.
Beads. Yeah, they're... bright as the sun.
And the priest is like, what are you wearing? And she goes, oh, they're called glow-in-the-dark thunder beads. Like, it was supposed to be like they couldn't get Betty White. And
definitely
like,
not. They're like, Betty White's busy. What about Cloris Leachman's busy too? Fuck. Shit.
My mom kind of looks like both of them.
Damn, and anybody else from the Mary Tyler Moore Show we can add to this?
Yeah.
Fuck. God damn it. Shit. All right, well.
So the night before the wedding, Hannah's mom comes into her room, which, by the way, I don't even know how this mom feels about anything. She's not like, I'm kind of worried about that you're marrying somebody after you met him for like 3 weeks. Like, she's like, hi, I'm moving in. Like, she loves these people.
Oh, it's the royalty. It's a castle. They're in a castle.
The mom is in Scotland to find a new Mr. Hannah's mom because these pajamas are sexy. Like, I was like, dang, mom's trying to get a boyfriend.
Yeah, she's walking around the castle looking for some...
I was like, get it, mom.
Trying to get some bagpipe.
Yeah. I was like, yes, okay.
Is that what they say in Scotland when you want someone to put a condom on? You go, bag that pipe up. What are we doing here?
No. I feel
why
like
you bag
offensive.
That pipe?
Okay, so she shows her a photo album, and they're talking, I think that her dad is dead. So,
oh, yeah, super dead.
We're devastated by her dad. Oh, yeah, because, you know, she does talk about her father's funeral.
Yeah.
And the beginning of the movie, like, at the wedding. And then, but we never talk about Patrick Dempsey's mom's funeral. But anyway.
We don't know anything about Patrick Dempsey.
Yes, we do.
Barely anything.
We know all of his rules about love.
That's it. We don't know his history. We don't know dick about him. He fucks girls.
So anyway.
Has money.
She's like, oh, I'm sorry the dad didn't get to, you know, whatever, like, see that his daughter is going to be taken care of. And she's like, oh, well, he always assumed that you were going to marry Tom.
Yeah. Wow. Shows how.
This was only your friend for the last 10 years, but we all thought that you'd marry
weird.
Tom.
Isn't that weird?
And also, he fucked our maid. So,
we
thought that he would marry
our daughter,
you.
Of course. Yeah.
Obviously, he's fucking everybody until he can fuck Hannah.
Pretty much.
He's just trying to conquest so that he can feel worthy. Like, what the fuck, Patrick? And then these people are just like, I don't feel excited for them, but I don't feel not excited for them. Like, everybody, like, the mom's like, yep, we all thought that you were going to get married to Tom. And I was like, when?
Yeah.
When
was
this
happening?
This?
Yeah.
Nobody's brought up the will they or won't they between you guys ever. Because you said
they pretend
you have a big
it doesn't
nose.
Exist, even though they hang out together every minute and get along splendidly. Yeah.
So Patrick Dempsey takes her for a walk the next morning to work on their vows. His phone service is very good because every time that Hannah was trying to call him, it never worked. Singular.
It was not a good advertisement for Singular at all. If you're Singular, you're like, what the fuck? She can never use her phone, but yet
but
you
Patrick
use our
Dempsey
shit.
Could get a. He called his friend, and his friend was like, "You're racking up my long distance bills,"
which was funny.
I would hope that Patrick Dempsey pays for that.
Let's hope so. Well, he's calling him, so then it's not going to cost the recipient money. That's not how it works. It's not a collect
call. No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I hope he sends his...
I mean, that joke made no sense because he's not racking up his long-distance bills because he's calling... You can't rack someone's bills up by calling them.
Do you know what does make sense?
Wasn't collect.
Patrick Dempsey, 10 cents every time.
Every time.
Anyway, so he is working on her vows with her, and he's like... So he ends up saying that he loves her... And he hoped, you know, he's like, I love you and I want to spend the rest of my life with you and whatever. And she kind of thinks that it's him helping her, but then she's also looking at him like,
He's saying it very passionately is the thing. He's holding her hands, like, vow style.
the friends come up and grab them as they're working on the vows, and then they go up to the Scottish.
On shit.
Yeah,
it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
As a comedian, when I see that that bachelorette party, I'm just like, oh God, shudders go through your body, and you're like, no God, don't go to the comedy club.
When they called the box office to reserve bottle service to reserve a table up front. Ugh. And they're like, it's for my bachelorette party. And I'm like, ay, ay, ay.
Here we go. Yeah, good for this.
And you want
fun.
Me to put you right up front, huh?
Perfect. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Are you guys, are totally going to be quiet the whole time, right?
You're not going to talk amongst yourselves at all, are you?
You're not going to interrupt the comedian, are you? Anyway, so they're doing the Scottish bachelorette party, and you're learning a little bit about their culture. They're like, so we dress her up like this, and then we give her this bowl. And then people are, you're supposed to give her kisses and put kisses in the bowl or collect everybody's kisses or whatever.
Who cares? They go to the bar.
So they go to the bar, they do that. Everybody's kissing her and they're giving her money, which, I mean, that's probably as much money. That's probably what Patrick Dempsey feels like every time somebody buys a coffee.
That's what it was, yeah.
Giving him a kiss right on the
mouth.
I
don't even have to kiss these people.
Putting a coin right in your pot. Anyway, so.
Right in your pot.
Now Patrick Dempsey, she runs up to Patrick Dempsey at the end of it and he kisses her and doesn't put a coin in. Oh, no, he does.
He does. He says, this is all I have coin wise.
And then he just
makes out with her. I mean, he's in the middle of the bar. He's giving her tongue and everything.
She's giving it back.
Oh, no, she's into it. She's into it. Yeah.
And the only person that sees it is her mother.
Yeah, yeah.
A bar full of people. Not one other person saw it except
nobody
her mom.
Notices, even
and
though she's the center of
there
attention.
There wasn't even like a conflict. It was like nobody saw it and was like, you better fucking deal with this.
Mom
I'm
going like,
to tell Colin about it. Yeah. The mom was like,
again,
oh,
no
ghost husband.
Anywhere. Yeah.
Actually, she was like, oh, I'm the mother of the bride who wants to kiss me.
Yeah, I'll take your bucket.
Yeah, I'll take your bucket, Hannah. So back to the regular scheduled program. Hannah's in her room, and she goes to leave her room to go find Patrick Dempsey's room. But Busy Phillips goes
of
in there.
Of course, the cheesiest thing ever.
And she's like, come on. And she is super drunk, and she starts like kissing him and straddling him. No means no.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And she's doing that, and she tells him to service her.
Yes.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah. She's like, come on. She says, I'm really unhappy right now. And she's like, just bang me. Just throw one at me.
She says, just service me. Just service me. So, of course, Hannah sees her in her
same
bra.
Thing from Justin to Kelly last week. Oh, look at, he must
be fucking
her. She
sees them, and then she runs away, and he chases her and goes, you know, over by her room, and she won't, like, open the door.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
She's upset with him because he was banging her cousin, even though she knows he wasn't. It's so stupid.
He says, like, I love you. And she's like, yeah, well, you're only doing this because you're afraid of losing me, which is a weird thing to say. Because, again, it's also like, it's always an excuse with you. And like, oh, you're just afraid of losing me. And it's like, when have you been resentful of him for his friendship?
This is a first draft. They haven't connected any of these dots yet in the screenplay.
So, she says, I'm marrying Colin tomorrow. I feel nothing for him or for her. So the next morning, so Patrick Dempsey says, like, I'm not going to be your maid of honor. I won't give you away to another man. Like, I won't do it. So he's going to go home. Colin says to her, sorry that you and Tom had a fight.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, being so sweet about
it. He goes, great guy.
He's like, hi, honey. Good morning. Sorry that you and your friend had a fight. Then he's leaving on the day of your wedding. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, he's very thoughtful. And she's like, it's only because he's afraid of losing me. And I'm like, what a weird conversation to have.
Yeah.
And again, Colin never feels threatened by Patrick Dempsey. He never once is like, you shouldn't hang out. So he's just
he's got a giant cock and he can fucking reverse dunk. He's like, no one's taking my chick. What are you kidding me? I'm doing great over here. I'm rich, huge cock, reverse dunk.
And I make whiskey.
And I'm like Wilt Chamberlain who
makes
whiskey.
Oh, and by the way, I killed everything that you're eating this evening.
Yeah, I'm a bad man.
Yeah. So this is also the part of the movie where there's an Irish wolfhound and I saw it running and I want one. So,
no.
Yes.
Too hairy.
My birthday is coming up and I would like an Irish wolfhound.
I get another house to put it in then because that shit's way too hairy.
Fine. Then the German short-haired pointer.
All right. Move on.
Okay. Patrick Dempsey's car is being held up by sheep.
Because
it's Scotland. And he gets outside of the car and there's that dog from the boat and he goes, I remember you.
Mm-hmm.
But the dog isn't even acting like, oh, I've been following you around this whole time on the island. Like, you so far saw this dog twice. Like,
yeah,
why are you
like,
acting like you know, this is a whatever. So some he sort says to the dog, I love you too. And then he says to the driver, turn around. I have to go back. Patrick Dempsey just needs a dog. He doesn't need a girlfriend. He
That's
just
what
needs
I
something
thought.
To love.
At that moment, I thought he was going to decide. I thought they were going to cut back to New York and he's just hanging out with a dog, like watching a game, like happy, like, yeah, I didn't need a fucking
that. And
then
FaceTiming with Hannah and their
and
best friends still.
Looking for another girlfriend, like a normal person, and yeah. just fucking hanging out with his dog.
He's like, I love my friend. I want her to be happy. I'm not going to, I just need to learn how to love myself.
That's it.
Yeah. So
that would have been as boring as the rest of the movie. Would have fit.
P. Dempt missed the ferry, and then he stole a horse, offered money on the coffee collar for it.
Yeah.
Has whatever. All these rules. Look at him. Now he's down to the last minute. It's literally, they said, speak now or forever
he's,
hold your peace.
As he's riding the horse,
rockets
like,
through the fucking door.
Well, as he's riding the horse through the trees, like, all the branches are hitting him in the face. Like, it's like a cartoon.
Yeah.
And then the horse stops because there's this iron gate and shoots him like a fucking dart. Through head first
through this huge heavy
800 year old wooden doors through the Scottish church.
Probably has a concussion.
Oh,
and he
at least
he fucking like it was like an 80s music video entrance, like for like a metal band.
The like, doors the blew
he,
open.
Yeah, it blew open.
Yeah,
and he was like, ah, like it might as well have been like an like AC/DC.
November Rain had physical comedy. That's what it was. It's fucking weird.
So he's he tells her because she comes running after him. He says, your hair is awful and I hate that sash. I'll always I'm always honest with you. I'm always honest with everyone except for myself, because 10 years ago I got in bed.
One person I'm not honest with, myself.
Yeah. Remember I said that? And then he said myself and I was like, fuck you. Yeah, I could write one of these movies. I'm like an AI robot. I can like generate just the biggest.
An AI robot could generate this movie. That's the thing.
So
that's what it feels like. A robot wrote it.
Yeah. He says, he says, 10 years ago, I got in bed with the wrong girl. Turns out she was the right one. Then they started making out.
Yeah.
At her wedding. Right.
Oh, yeah. In front
and,
of everybody.
So everybody sees that they're making out and they're like, whoa, oh boy. Like that was not a good thing. Yeah. And Colin. So she says to Colin, like, here's the ring. I don't expect you to ever forgive me. I don't know why she said that, because she literally doesn't ever have to see him again. They don't have kids together. Like,
yeah.
They're not even like
they've
married,
known each
married.
Other for a month.
Yeah,
who cares?
It's fine. Just go back to
they
New York
live
and then
on other separate continents.
Yeah,
they don't
lose
work
my
in the
number.
Same office.
Yeah, they're not even going to see each other ever again. So anyway, she says, you're the perfect guy, just not the perfect guy for me. So poor Colin, he's, you know.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Poor Colin's been left, and then Colin gets his
Colin gets to punch Patrick Dempsey right in the face, and then now Hannah and Patrick Dempsey are getting married.
Right to it.
Busy Philip. Yeah, I was like, how much time has lapsed?
Bam.
Because we got
They've
new dress.
For 10 years, so.
Oh, we got a new dress.
Yeah.
Busy Phillips got to be the maid of honor after all, so good. There, that's all wrapped up.
Yep.
They are making out in bed now, and he turns on the light, and he says, oh, I just wanted to make sure I have the right girl. She's like, oh, you do.
Yeah, you do.
And then they're making out,
and Bill.
Yeah. We never got to, like, so a lot of things got resolved in that last scene. So Busy Phillips caught the bouquet, and then she stumbles into Tom's dad. So they're obviously going to get married because, you know, he looks at his lawyer.
Tom's dad says, hey, number seven. Yeah.
And Grandma Pearl is wearing the Thunder Beads again. And the friend is like, oh, I love those pearls, Grandma. And she's like, oh, thank you. They're Thunder Beads. Like,
yeah,
you know,
thank
whatever.
Thank you for noticing.
What's Colin up to? Like, we didn't, like.
Colin's doing great.
I know, but we should have resolved that. Like, maybe Colin, like. Saved another girl from being trapped by livestock.
We know nothing. I feel
maybe Colin got a cool dog, and he.
I'm sure Colin's doing fine.
Yeah. So she just moved to a continent. She just moved from New York to whatever. She probably didn't even have her stuff like moved yet. Hopefully, because otherwise that's super expensive. Then she bought another dress.
Yeah, that's been a lot. Luckily, all that coffee.
They got
money.
And then they got married. Do they get a dog?
I feel like he's got to have a dog here at some point. He really seems to like dogs, and he's been kept from having a dog by his own weird
rules.
Yeah. No dogs.
No dogs.
Rule number 8.
Anyway, so it's kind of cool because they got to go to Scotland.
Yeah, they got to go to a lot of places.
and they got to go back to New York.
They did.
Which tells us that we need to go.
We need to go somewhere.
To the Heigl Meter.
To the Heigl Meter!
The Heigl Meter is our rating system, the unit of measurement, the way that we rate our movies on a scale of one Heigl to five Heigls. Five Heigls being the most painful, worst movie you've ever seen in your life. One Heigl is not that bad.
Yeah.
I am going to go first because mine is going to be very easy. I'm just going to give it five Heigls. I'm not going to spend any time or energy on anything because this movie was just chill vibes. It was just like, aren't you happy for everybody? They're all amazing. And everybody in the end gets what they want. So, except for poor Colin.
Sadly, I was going to say the same thing. Now I can't. I was going to say this movie doesn't even deserve a formula.
It's so boring.
They didn't put one together. No. They didn't bother, so why should I? But I will say this. It did remind me at one point, at some point when she talked about I'm going to England or Scotland, but he might come here, I started thinking about 90 Day Fiancé and the logistics of the K-1 visa. So I'm going to give it 90 stars based on its correlation to 90 Day Fiancé for me. Otherwise, this movie... It
was so boring.
It's like... It's a slow suffocation. It's like being suffocated with a very small pillow. I can breathe but it's not comfortable. It's just boring.
It wasn't even entertaining.
Yeah.
It was like after 45 minutes, I was like, surely it's been an hour 18.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. And I was like, oh my God. And it just...
Fuck this movie.
It dragged.
Good.
It was the worst.
Never have to talk about it or think about it again. Moving on. That's it.
It was like...
Tell me a good, better other
It
thing.
Was an hour 40 of us sitting in complete silence just staring forward.
That's all it was.
I don't know who it was.
We did the whole time.
Yeah, but I know who some really cool people are.
Please, that's what I want to hear about good things.
Hanging out with us. We are going to play Make Your Own Rom-Com and a game of Plotsy. We have to do that at some point.
Yes, we do.
Anyway.
Very soon.
So we have some folks here that we would love to say hello. We've got Corey Osborne, Emma, Daxie Mari, Jarrett Carroll, Andrew, Allison Carrier, Lynn Kelly, Finn High, and Ashley Viola Duty.
Thank you, Ashley, as always. You're the best.
As per usual.
You guys are so nice to us.
You really are. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you for everything you do for us.
This movie, I don't know. I don't feel good about it.
It's a piece of shit, everybody.
It was made of poop.
It really was. So I'm done with it.
To those of you listening, but mostly to those of you who created this movie
or were
a part of it, go Heigl yourselves.
Go Heigl yourselves, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.